Amanda.
And we are
That's right. Keep it going.
There's someone on the other side.
Hopefully they're not sleeping. I know.
Hi, welcome to another edition of
Vagina Soup. Oh, we already did that. Oh my goodness. How are you?
I'm well. Just, you know, living the dream.
All right. Let's get to it. I'm living a dream. I don't know. Might be someone's dream. Might be someone's nightmare. Yeah, I really don't know. No.
I woke up this morning to snow.
So did I. More snow.
I don't know if it's just that I'm unplugged or whatever. I don't know what the deal is. I had no idea it was supposed to be snowing.
Oh, yeah.
So, because I don't watch the news or get on anything that tells me what's happening.
So basically, she's uninformed, so you may as well just listen to me today.
Yes. Hey, there are things that are important to know about the weather.
It's going to happen anyway, right?
Like, yeah, it's not like I can be like, oh, I'm going to change my whole day
If you lived in Oklahoma, though, where they have like tornadoes.
Hurricanes and tornadoes.
Oh, shoot. Excuse me, I just spilled.
Man down.
Anyway, I'll clean that up later. you might want to know the weather if you lived in Oklahoma, right?
But that's, the snow's not going to kill, I mean, an inch of snow isn't going to kill me, hopefully.
I would hope not. But you're here.
Yes.
All right, well.
So, yes, I was like, I came outside, I was like, oh, or I came out into the living room and I was like, oh, and we are in this new rental. So we have been moving. I don't know if I've really talked about that, all that, whatever. Anyway, so we're in this new rental and it's like in the middle of the woods and like.
Oh, I bet it's so pretty.
It's so pretty. And like it's just like all windows in the front room.
Oh, it'll be so pretty.
And it's like you're kind of up on top of this hill a little bit and there's like all these trees and the snow was coming down. I was like, oh, I wish I didn't have to get in the car and go somewhere.
I know.
But.
The kids are like, oh, we got school. I'm like, yeah, you got school, suckers. Yeah,
our school called us to say there is school. Like, yeah. So they must have been fielding tons of phone
calls.
Oh, my
God. I'd be like, oh, hells no. You will walk there in 4 feet of snow like I did back in the day.
Don't think I'm not going to get my kid to school today.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah,
no.
That's happening. So, yeah. Just,
well, good.
You know.
Living the dream.
Yep.
All right, well, we are currently at work during a lunch break recording this, so this is not going to be a long one because we can't stick it to the man and have a long lunch break. So as much as I'd like to, this is going to be...
This is our 45 minutes of our own time.
Yes. So this is episode, I think, 19, which
Holy
is very
shnoy.
Cool. And hope you guys are still listening out there.
And sharing.
And sharing and caring.
Sharing is caring. So make it happen.
Okay, so we have a pretty heavy topic.
Our topic.
Our soup of the day.
Our soup of the day is...
It is a hot topic.
Hot topic.
I think that's lean pockets.
No, it's hot pockets.
Oh, it's hot pockets. I go for the lean ones.
You're like,
of course.
Oh, I do not slum with the hot pocket. I go for a lean pocket.
I'm sure it's 99 cents more.
I'm sure it's so much healthier for you.
Probably only like 900 milligrams
of
sodium.
There's only a little bit of lard in that one.
Okay.
Not as much.
All right. Well,
our hot topic
is this big debate on
late term abortions.
Ugh.
Okay, so
that's how I feel about it.
So here's the sitch. I feel like I get that this is a hot topic right now, but I feel like this has been something that has come up often. It comes up all the time, like late term abortions, and you hear little blips about it here and there and stuff.
But I think now because it's become a law in so many states,
yeah.
That's why it's so hot because people really didn't, unless you were active in that world. You wouldn't really know much about
no.
it, right?
And so let's discuss. I think it would behoove us to discuss just what it really means. What constitutes late term versus normal term?
Yes,
so
I think that's a good idea.
A normal, like most states, right, can have abortions up to 20 weeks, correct? And that's not considered late term,
right?
And then. some places are even like to age of viability, which that is changing constantly, I feel like.
Right.
I feel like when I first
23, 24, questionable.
When I first started, it was like 26 weeks. So that, I mean, I've been doing this for 17 years. Don't you think it was like 26?
Yeah. And we all know that 26? 24 and 25 week babies can survive.
Yes.
They can survive. Survival rate is low.
Yes.
But it is. They so, certainly can survive.
Yes. So then now we're even in the 23-24 age range. Even then, I remember someone saying even of those babies, like 50% of them are going to survive.
Right.
I don't know the exact number, but so even though it is an age of viability, it doesn't mean that every baby born at that age is going to make it, or
right.
And most of them are going to have complications.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean,
long-term complications.
And which by any means does not mean, oh, you should like
not try
resuscitate
to,
try to keep that baby surviving.
Yes.
But this late-term abortion is not actually a medical term. It's this catch-all phrase to describe a procedure. So really, it should be called like a later abortion. The whole thing that's going on with this is people think through media, in all media, regardless if it's
gosh.
A political, if it's Fox News, CNN, whoever
it is,
whatever side you lean on politically, the point is what they're making it sound like is medical professionals are ripping babies from wombs
and then just killing them
and snapping their necks. Like, in what world? This is not like Lord of the Flies. Like, this is
okay. First of all, like when I first started, because I remember having these conversations with my mom about like, you know, what about like these late term abortions? So that's why I'm saying I've heard about this for a long time, because I remember starting here and kind of having this, because my mom's total like, no abortions, that's horrible, blah, blah, blah. So then it was like all this education of, okay, first of all, most people are not getting abortions and are having a good time while they're doing it.
Oh my God.
It's a very sad thing and stuff. Now, if it can be before
20 weeks.
Or even like 12 weeks, let's say.
Oh, yes.
You're gonna
I mean,
be
the
in
earlier,
a clinic,
the better, right?
You're going to be in a clinic. You're not going to have to be in the hospital. But unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, but however you want to look at it, there are people that have to have medically indicated terminations, which means there is some sort of medical thing where they have to terminate the pregnancy, or where they choose to terminate the pregnancy, and we do that in the hospital. And so, yes, I have been involved in those, and I would never not be involved in that. It's a horrible, it's always, there's like a medical reason.
And when we say medical reason, we're talking about
not compatible with life.
Like,
so
the baby cannot survive.
Out, it's not going to survive. And now I know there's going to be plenty of people that are going to say, well, I heard this story of this one lady who they said it wasn't going to be compatible with life. And then she had the baby anyway. And then the baby was totally fine. Well, I don't know what happened there, but that's not reality. It's very clear.
Medical science is pretty great in the way that we can evaluate and assess a situation. Nobody's going to be like, well, you know what? It's 20% chance this kid probably won't survive, so let's take care of it.
Yeah.
This is just not how it happens, people.
So let's get specific, shall we?
Let's hear the reels of it all.
Okay, so we're kind of focused on the New York abortion law, only because that's just what's in the news right now.
Right.
And, I mean, you know, everyone will follow, I'm sure. But one of the things we talk about is this law permits abortions after 24 weeks if a healthcare professional determines the health or life of the mother is at risk or the fetus is not viable. So what that means is, so let's say they do some study or, you know, some testing, the baby has some sort of anomaly that is not compatible with life, meaning when they are delivered, they will not survive. They might survive for an hour, like breathing and whatever, but their body will eventually stop. And so the idea is, let's end the pregnancy earlier to create less trauma for everyone involved, right? So because I don't know why people think like a mother enjoys terminating her pregnancy.
I don't know.
That doesn't happen. Like,
let's give you an example.
Okay.
Let's do an example.
Okay. So, do you have an example?
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I have an example.
A couple,
I mean,
too.
A perfect example would be for a baby that's anencephalic.
Yeah.
Right. So this is where the brain and the skull are not fully developed. So basically the baby is missing part of the brain and missing part of the skull. Now, I've seen deliveries of those infants before they're hitting 24 weeks because they're not surviving. But there are babies that can go closer to term like that. These babies, I mean, I hate saying they look like monsters, but it's the most frightening thing to see.
To envision, so most people are getting pregnant. They want to have their babies. They're excited about this. Then they find out this horrible news halfway through their pregnancy sometimes because it takes that long to get appointments and
ultrasounds
and things take time. It's not like you can just go, hey, I'm pregnant. Go do me an ultrasound right now. Right. It takes time. That's just the way it works. And so by the time all this stuff happens, it's close to maybe they didn't do an early ultrasound.
Or they're late to prenatal care or whatever the issue is.
And there's lots of reasons for that. It's not just because someone's being irresponsible.
They live in a remote location. They're not accessible to that health care at that time.
They're in a domestic violence situation. Their husband's controlling and they won't let them go out. They have a car.
Yeah.
Exactly. They don't speak English. I mean, there's a million reasons why someone could be late to prenatal care and through no fault of their own. So you have this this baby that comes out. It's horrific for people. It's not fun.
No.
Moms and dads are bawling their eyeballs out. Grandparents, aunts and uncles, everyone's
nurses
there.
Nurses and doctors are bawling their eyes out.
We're all bawling our eyes out, too.
Because you know this child isn't going to survive, and you wonder what this baby is feeling.
Yes.
And struggling. I mean, a baby that's anencephalic, I mean, that's just typically, they just don't even survive to the point. But I've taken care of babies with heart defects that have not been compatible with life and have held those babies as they've died.
Yeah.
Who's having a good time?
No one.
No one.
No one. And
so walk in people's shoes before you judge.
So I had this one. It was a trisomy kiddo, not compatible with life. I always forget which one is not compatible.
It's not Downs, but it's the
trisomy 18, I remember this. But anyway.
It was
a chromosomal defect. The baby wasn't going to survive. So they made the choice to do a medical termination, right? At like 20 some weeks. And it was so sad because they felt so guilty.
Right.
They didn't want to tell like their parents. And this was like a grown couple that was married and everything was great. And they felt so guilty just because I think of society's sort of like judging them. And so they're bawling their eyeballs out. This baby comes out. We do everything we can. We do like pictures, memory boxes. You take you do handprints and footprints. You can even take some of the baby's hair and like you make this little box for them. I mean, the whole time I'm bawling my eyeballs out.
They're
bawling.
You
dress the baby. Ugh. It is one of the saddest things, but it's also for me definitely one of the most rewarding things I've done in my career. The times that I've done it, because you really feel like, I mean, I felt like I was really taking care of these people. Every little thing, like, what can I do to make this a better experience? Not like it's a good experience, but how can I help you
cope?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's sad and it's horrible. And I think, God, we are so lucky that we live in a country that they're able to safely do this. And
it's not some back alley.
No,
abortion.
And that she'll be able to get pregnant again and hopefully have a nice, healthy baby at some point.
Right.
So I always, when people, you know, have these abortion sort of stance, one, most of the people that have very strong opinions on abortion have never even talked to anyone that's had an abortion, have never had an abortion themselves, and have no idea. So they're
Last time I checked, no man should be like...
No
man should be voting, should be judging,
should even be speaking about what a woman does with their body. Open.
No. Until they push a baby out of that vagina, not your business.
Not your business.
Or out your penis, I suppose.
So for guys, it's... Yeah, you're right. I can't handle that. But I find it interesting, the judging, the fact that people actually think they know what they're talking about.
That's what gets me.
Because I did not know what I was talking about until I actually worked in this thing. I remember being in labor and thinking, oh, we do terminations here. I'm not talking about like a regular 8-week abortion. I'm talking about medically indicated terminations. And I was kind of like, oh, how am I going to be? Mm-hmm. I knew that I would be supportive of the mom and I knew I could do that, but just like, oh my gosh, am I going to be so hysterical? You're testing
your own values, exactly. Number one.
Yeah.
Now, Amanda and I might think differently. I'm a total pro-lifer. Or I'm sorry, I'm a pro-choicer. Oh my goodness. I'm pro-choice.
No, I'm totally pro-choice.
And this isn't about whether, because you're sitting here with a more liberal and one conservative.
Yes, I'm definitely more conservative.
So we're definitely different in our political views, but we both see the reality in our jobs of what really takes place. And it is a subject of humanity.
Yes.
It is not a political.
No. It should never be even brought up in politics, I don't think.
No.
It's ridiculous.
So imagine this. So imagine you have this baby that is, you have found out that you are, and you're living in a state where these laws have not passed,
mm-hmm.
and you are at 26 weeks, you find out your baby will not survive outside of the womb. You go to the doctor, and they tell you they legally cannot terminate this pregnancy. So there you go. You've got yourself 14 more weeks to feel this baby kick
mm-hmm.
and grow inside your body, where you're falling more deeply in love, you're getting more attached every second to know what the outcome's going to be. Imagine that poor woman and her family every single day, that reminder of that torment that they're going through. And without this law, physicians can't perform a termination.
Okay.
Without it being a criminal act.
Okay.
That's the whole point.
So a woman that is pregnant and like she just got in a fight with her boyfriend and she's like, you know what? I don't want to be pregnant anymore. She goes to a doctor in New York and says, I'm 30 weeks pregnant or I'm 26 weeks pregnant or whatever. And over the age of viability. And she goes to her doctor and says, I want a late term abortion. They would look at her and say, well, what's wrong? And then so they would say, okay, well, let's figure out what's going on with this baby. And, oh, no, nothing's wrong. Everything's healthy. I just don't want to be pregnant anymore. They would say, well, I'm sorry that that is the case for you. Maybe we could set you up with some resources on adoption or this and that, but we cannot just terminate a healthy pregnancy.
No.
The law clearly states it has to be a non-viable pregnancy.
That or the pregnancy will be at a health risk.
Yes,
for
there
the
has
mother.
To be some. So this is.
And they will. I'll be honest. They will save if let's say there's a car accident and the woman is pregnant. They will try to save the mother. Because that human life is, they'll obviously try to save both.
Well,
but
you have
the ideal is you have to have
a
breathing mother
before you can
save
a baby.
Right.
Right. So, yeah. So it's just not criminalizing somebody who has a justifiable reason to get a termination.
Right. And unfortunately, it's turned political right now.
Mm-hmm.
The State of the Union address where Donald Trump spewed the words in the 9th month, you can take the baby and rip it out of womb of a mother just prior to the birth of the baby. Yes, it's called a
C-section.
C-section.
Yeah,
that is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't like hurt the baby.
So
then the baby goes and breastfeeds. I mean,
it's annoying to me that like he even had the ball. Like, well, he just says dumb ass shit. But the point being, what that statement is not based in any sort of factual information. That is just like a random thing spewed from someone's mouth that does not happen. There are no babies born at 40 weeks, at 38 weeks, at 36 weeks, at 32 weeks, and they come out and like we break their necks. I mean, it is the crazy, like I don't understand what people think.
I'm sorry I'm laughing because I'm just like.
Well, it's asinine. It's asinine.
Are these the people that are walking this earth that's the thing that kills me. These people are walking the earth and thinking this stuff.
The other thing I want to tell you guys is, if you're thinking about this, think about all the news you hear. I don't care, like we said earlier, I don't care if it's Fox News, CNN, your local news, whatever.
It's all skewed.
You hear this, I know for a fact that statement is incorrect. Now, I know that there's some dude in New York years ago that had delivered babies and killed them. But yeah, he's called a sociopath and went to jail for murder. That's not okay. That's not normal behavior. 1% of the human population is going to have some sort of psychotic disorder of whatever, that they might not make the most rational decisions.
Right.
Doctors included, nurses included, police officers included, everyone included, right? It's across the board. So, yes, are you going to get one crazy doctor out of a million?
Yeah.
Sure. There's a nurse that's killed people before. I mean,
Doctor Death, yeah. A physician that killed people. There's also, the Golden State Strangler, wasn't the Golden State Strangler? He was a cop.
He was a cop for like 2 years.
So Ted Bundy was a social worker.
Yeah, I mean, he worked at like a suicide hotline. My point is, there are crazies in every profession and everything. So you're going to have those weird outliers. I get it. I'm not listening to those. The point is, no health professional in their right mind would have a baby that is like literally just born, making its first cry, and then we somehow kill it.
No.
I'm offended that anyone even thinks that. It's disgusting.
So how common or uncommon are abortions at this stage of pregnancy?
Well, let me just tell you this.
According to the CDC, abortions after 21 weeks make up less than 1.3% of all abortions. That means that abortions that occur beyond 24 weeks make up less than 1% of all procedures.
So 1%, 99% of abortions happen before this, okay? So that's like the huge population, 99%. 1% happens after this, and it's for medical reasons.
Right. I mean, I think the problem is the verbiage that is used, the way it's written in the law, and that's the problem.
Well, the other
people are looking at it and being like, oh my God, they're killing babies.
The other thing...
The wording is so poor. It's poorly written. It's poorly written law.
Well, the other thing, though, is it is used as a political tool.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
So they're going to use these words. Oh, did you know that those Democrats, all Democrats, like to kill babies and do late-term abortions?
Because we're working on campaigning for 2020.
So then if you're kind of more conservative and you're like, whoa, Democrats like to do abortion. Well, I'm never voting for a Democrat because they kill babies.
Right. But Donald Trump grabs pussies. I mean, and I don't know about y'all's, but you guys, people voted for him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is the point. You only can believe what's actually happening out there.
Well, and I think
it's so skewed out there in the media.
This is the benefit of having people have a voice via podcast, right? Like, we aren't newscasters. We're not, like...
We have no agenda.
Yeah, we have no agenda.
Like, we're not being paid by
literally,
the government.
This is our jobs for a combined of 40 years or more.
Yes.
That we've never seen that happen. And we work in a very popular metropolitan area. This is not like where tons of research is done. I mean, we're known for medical research and all these things. Like, if anyone's doing it, we would be doing it. We're not doing it.
We live in Washington State, very liberal state.
Very liberal.
We get it. Like, I know. But this would it's not happening here, and it's not happening in a conservative state either.
No.
This is basically so physicians and medical staff are not sued.
Or go to jail.
Going to jail.
Because they're trying to do what's best for their patient.
Right. So, God, hot topic. It's not a fun topic to talk about, but it is something that's really important. And please, before you judge a woman who is choosing to terminate a pregnancy at a later term, find out if you need to know. Just feel sad for her.
Exactly. I think that's the thing.
Have
compassion because but for the grace of God, go I, right? I didn't have to make those choices. And I often, when you're in the beginning of your pregnancy, those things are going through your brain. What if this? What if that? What am I going to do? What are my chances? You know, what am I going to tell people? Like, that's a huge thing. And one, finding someone that you know will support you no matter what is huge. Knowing that there are people that don't think you're evil for making choices with your body.
Mm-hmm.
And surrounding yourself with people like that, like, it's a safe place.
And know that when you come into a medical institution, we're not judging you. We're here to support you. We're here to love on you, care about you, because we've sat next to many women like you.
That have lost their babies.
And our heart goes out to them.
It's horrible.
There's nothing, I can't even imagine. Yeah. I've been fortunate to never have to go through it.
Well, and I think that's what makes me so angry about this topic, is that people make you feel like, I don't know, I just feel like the politicians make it sound like people are like having abortion parties or something.
It's so
weird.
It's sick.
It is.
It's really sick.
And it's really sad that people have, like, I'm telling you, any politician that does that, I am instantly, like, turned off. It's just my, it's sort of my, like, okay,
that's
my
black and white. About a woman's body and voting about women's
bodies.
There's
no gray area for me.
Nope, there isn't either. Like, I'm done. Yeah. Like, that's it. You could be spot on in every other area, but you spew that bullshit, and I'm out.
Because, like I said, if you're saying that lie, what other lie are you saying? Mm-hmm. And you're saying that, you're talking about abortion like you know what the fuck you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. So what else?
I know.
Is it that you're lying about?
And God, I feel sad for those who live out in rural counties that don't even have access to good health care.
Or their states are much stricter. And
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a good topic to think about. I think good thing, I like to put it out there, have other people sort of, now you know this information, and you can, next time you hear someone say something about late-term abortion, you'd be like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, so you just don't even have a clue. And you set them straight.
Yeah.
Right? And then just remember, you know, empower women. Make everyone feel loved and not judged, and have compassion, because it is not an easy situation. It's never an easy decision for somebody to end a pregnancy, regardless if it is a late-term pregnancy or even an early-term pregnancy. Yeah. Nobody wants to do it. It wouldn't be fun.
No.
And again, I'm going to put this out there. We need Planned Parenthood. We need to continue to have that, because we'll have many, many more unwanted pregnancies Planned Parenthood is not funded.
And isn't that the thing? So the same people that don't want late-term abortions also don't want Planned Parenthood. Well, I'm sorry. You cannot have your cake and eat it, too. If you don't want late-term abortions, you better get some Planned Parenthood going.
Yeah, and they also are the same people that want to overturn Roe versus Wade. I mean, this is... It is a total political agenda.
So dumb.
And it is dumb. And you know what? I used Planned Parenthood when I didn't have insurance as a young woman. And I think that, thank goodness
guess what?
Was there.
I went to Planned Parenthood too. Like, there, hey, I had a boyfriend.
And we're smart, educated women.
I had a boyfriend, was on the pill, right? So I was like in a monogamous relationship, was taking birth control. I had taken some antibiotics. I had surgery or something. Mm-hmm. I took antibiotics and forgot.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And I was like...
And you ended up with a clap. Just kidding.
Well, you know.
The clap.
Not that specifically, but...
Oh, excuse me. No, you know us, we are open books, people.
Open books. Just like my legs. Just joking. What was I saying?
I don't know, but I feel like
I was like, I need like the morning after pill, right?
Oh, yes.
Now that's over the counter, great.
I know,
knock
Plan
yourself
B.
out.
Yeah.
Why is that an issue for people?
I don't know.
It makes the lining of my uterus such that an egg doesn't implant. Like, no baby's made. Like, yes, has the sperm and egg possibly connected? And I mean, who knows if I even would have gotten pregnant in the first place.
But you're being smart and you're being safe.
Yeah. Now, I guess people could say that I had an abortion.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I mean, I had people judge me. I know people that judge me when I had a IUD.
Oh, because you had an IUD?
Yeah, because that's essentially every month you're creating, like, an abortion.
Oh, well, then I've been doing it for I've been doing it for 10 years.
I'm like, okay, well, we're not on the, we don't think the same. Like, I don't think that.
Oh my God, ladies and the few gentlemen that we do believe
support.
Please share this so everyone can become a little bit more wise about this topic.
And don't
wiser,
make
wiser. A little bit more wise.
Little wiser.
Huh.
A little bit more wiser, I don't think sounds good.
I did say more wiser.
I know.
More wise.
But I'm like...
Okay, so
no,
anyway.
I think that's right, what you just said.
Gosh,
I'm not the English majors. I mean, I can't even spell because.
We can save your life, but we might not. English literature.
Just don't ask me to write a story about it.
Oh, my God. Don't ask her to spell. All right, you guys, please share and really just spread the love. Embrace the vagina.
Embrace
that's huge.
Vag.
Let's embrace the vag.
And when you embrace the vagina, you embrace each other. Can you embrace me with your vagina? Just wrap it around me.
Well, I probably could.
You probably could.
All right, I'm not even going into that one. That could be another topic when we talk about the mommy makeover and vaginal rejuvenation. All right, you guys, take good care and send us an idea. Hey, I want to thank my friend Thea for this topic. This was her idea, and Thea Snyder, and I really appreciate it. This was a hot topic that was really a good one to talk about, and we appreciate your feedback. All right, you guys.
Have a fabulous week, and we'll see you next week on The Jen is Suit.
Bye. Bye.